If you visit downtown Culver City right now, you're going to find lots of great places to eat, the restored Culver Hotel, the Kirk Douglas Theater, and a nightmare of intersecting roads, especially where Culver and Washington Boulevards meet at a site called Parcel B. And one project broke ground this morning at that very point after years of discussion about it. Here to tell us more and how that project fits into the broader paradigm of LA's density development is Frances Anderton. She has this week's DNA on ATC. Hello, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
Now, this project is called the Culver Steps. Where is it exactly and what's being built there?
Okay, so the Culver Steps is a big mixed-use project, and it is on this site called Parcel B that is adjacent to the Culver Studios and the Culver Hotel in Culver City's downtown. It's between Washington and Culver Boulevards. The Steps, it's a romantic idea. It's designed by architects Ehrlich, Yanai, Ree, Cheney, and their main feature is a grand public staircase. I should say this project has been contested for years. It's actually been on a bit of a roller coaster. It's gone through several owners. The city, it was city owned. It was designated for community redevelopment. When Governor Brown killed the community redevelopment agencies, the state took back the property. The city had to fight to get it back. It got it back. Its present owners are Hackman Capital. And they, as I'm sure you've heard, are the same company that also bought Culver Studios. Just listen to Mayor Jeff Cooper, who spoke at the groundbreaking this morning.
The Steps will be our town square with a perfect view of the famed Gone with the Wind mansion and obviously the new future home of our friends from Amazon Studios. Today really is a great day for Culver City. We're building the last piece of the downtown puzzle.
All right. So this groundbreaking, Frances, comes at a time of great change in Culver City. The area is attracting more and more trendy businesses. It has for the past decade or so. A lot more higher-income residents as well. How does that fit in, these steps? Is it going to make things even more expensive? This sort of attraction is what we're billing it as.
Well, obviously, whether it makes things more expensive is a concern, and Culver City is very much aware of the need to maintain some level of affordable housing production. The affordable housing is not going to be on this site. This site is retail, offices, and public plaza. The public piece is what's going to make this project the glue. It's in the heart of Culver City, which in turn is really in the heart of the West Side. So it really is a pivotal site. And we should say that other entertainment companies are slated to be coming into Culver City, kind of being reborn as a destination for entertainment companies. And also there's lots of other new ventures going on. Next week, we've got the Vendée Museum of the Cold War opening. We've got this extraordinary culinary adventure called Vespertine, this very, very fancy restaurant in the Hayden Tract. And also, Culver City has the Expo Line running through it, and there is a lot of what is called transit-oriented development going on. As to whether it's going to be affordable, that's a whole other question.
It's a whole other question that we'll get to at another time. We're certainly talking about it all the time on this radio station. Frances, I know when you drive around L.A. and you look at these different projects, some of them have come to fruition, but many have not. And I wonder if there is sort of a criteria that some cities and developers meet where others don't, and that squashes some plans, but some plans make it through.
I think timing is everything. I think also gestation of a project. This project at Parcel B has taken years. I would imagine by now every single resident in Culver City has heard about it and had an opportunity to say something about it. The Expo Line is there already. So when dense development is coming with the train line already there, maybe that makes folks, and I'm speculating, but maybe this makes folks a little bit more open to a dense level of development related to that mass transit. I think you're thinking of some of the developments that have been going.
Well, the Bergamot Station development, I know that was under intense scrutiny in Santa Monica.
The Hines development, which was going to be a very large and dense development with lots of residential, and it was bitterly fought by a segment of Santa Monica residents. And it preceded the Expo Line arriving. I do wonder if the Expo Line had arrived already, if folks would have had a different attitude.
Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. By the way, you can hear DNA right here on KCRW Tuesdays at 2:30. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.